So perhaps the U.S. will be getting more involved in the resettlement of Syrian refugees. But what about the countries in the immediate region? We know that Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey have been taking in hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees. But it seems like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other Gulf states have been watching from the sidelines. I asked Joshua Landis of the University of Oklahoma what those Gulf countries are up to.
They're doing very little in terms of immigrants. In fact, they don't have any policy towards refugees. They don't allow refugees. So if you try to sneak in and you're caught, you'll be immediately thrown out of the country.
Why don't they allow refugees?
Well, for a number of reasons. One is that they're already overloaded with foreigners. 50% of all the inhabitants of the Gulf states are foreign. In countries like UAE, 88% of their population are foreigners. Qatar is 85, Kuwait is 70, Bahrain 50, Saudi Arabia 32. So they're crawling with foreigners. This is mostly foreign labor who are on short contracts, but they're very anxious that foreigners could take over. So there is a very strict legal structure for sponsorship of foreign labor, but they do not let refugees come into their country. They have small populations. Countries like, you know, Qatar are only 2 million people. If refugees swarmed in there, the Qataris would be swamped in no time. So they don't allow it.
I mean, laborers are in these countries for the development of these countries. It's a benefit to these countries. What about the whole sentiment of the Muslim brother? These are fellow Muslims in need. We should help them. Do you find any of that in places like the UAE and Saudi Arabia?
There's a lot of brotherhood sentiment. And the way that's reflected is Saudi Arabia sending arms and financial aid to the militants in Syria in order to destroy the Shiite-led government of Bashar al-Assad.
I mean, if we go back to the beginning of this whole crisis, it was the Arab Spring and youth among many people demanding democratic rights. Is there also concern in these Gulf states that if they admit refugees, they're basically buying into that youth bulge and a lot of dissatisfaction that started with the Arab Spring?
Absolutely. There's tons of unemployment in the Gulf. There's a big youth bulge. And the first response of the Saudi government in 2011 when the Arab Spring broke out was 2010-11 was to throw money at the problem and spend over $120 billion giving scholarships, extended education stays outside of the country to Saudi youth in order to make them happy, to make sure they didn't go out on the streets. And this is – so Saudi Arabia spent a ton of money on these social programs to sop up the youth bulge. The problem is that in the United States, if we had the same problem, we'd prime the pump. We'd spend money on economic projects. And Saudi Arabia is doing that. The trouble is because of their foreign labor laws, everybody would hire foreign labor. The vast majority of labor that's hired whenever there's a spending project in Saudi Arabia is foreign labor because it's much cheaper and it's usually better qualified than the Saudis themselves. So Saudi Arabia has very limited means to sop up this excess youth bulge.
You've got family yourself in Syria, Joshua. Are they still there? Are they thinking about leaving?
The vast majority of my wife's family live in Syria. Now, many of them live on the coast, which is under government control. So there hasn't been fighting. Many of her cousins have died in the military, but all the immediate family, none of them serve in the military, but they've lost their jobs. International sanctions. My brother-in-law ran a clothing company in Aleppo that exported to France. That was immediately shuttered when international sanctions were placed on Syria and all of the orders dried up. So they don't have money. They do want to get out. My brother-in-law is married to a Christian woman, and she's desperate to get out of the country and has pleaded with us to try to help them. And we've tried everything we can do, but America is not taking no European countries are taking Syrians in anymore. They won't give them visas. They've applied. They've been rejected. And Christians in particular in Syria, I think, feel that it's no longer their country, that they have no future there, and they're leaving in droves.
That was Joshua Landis of the University of Oklahoma.